We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah told us there were three kings, three melachim, who did not get Olam Haba. It was Yerovam, Achav, and Menashe. And in the Mishnah, there's machlokes about Menashe, where the Tanakhama brings down that Menashe does not have Chelek Olam Haba. And Rabbi Yehuda says he has Chelek Olam Haba. The pasuk says, "But this by Yisbalei Lava Yishma." So it sounds like he did tshuva. So the Tanakhama said back, "L'machusa yeshiva v'leichay l'mabah." So we have machlokes about Menashe. So Gemara is going to continue here on two dots in the bottom of Kuvayz and Beis. Continued about Menashe. Amar Rav Yechanan, two lines in the bottom of Kuvayz and Beis. B'shneim mikra echadarshu. They both learn out for one pasuk. We actually had a pasuk right before this Gemara that it says in the pasuk, "Vayas asheira kasha osa achav." Talking about Menashe, he made asheira like kasha achav. The Gemara makes like a hekish. That ma achav in lechelik amaba, af Menashe in lechelik amaba. But now the Gemara darshes another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shenema v'nesatem." Pasuk v'nesatem lezava lechol mam lechoyis aoretz beglal Menashe ben Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda alash osa b'Yerushalayim. It says that there was zava, there was tzaras for the whole mamluch is aoretz because of Menashe. Samar sava beglal Menashe she'asa tshuva. Menashe did tshuva, but inu they didn't learn from him. Inu loyava. That's why there was trouble because they didn't learn from Menashe and do tshuva. On topic of Gimel Amud Aleph, the other man the Yama learns from this pasuk fakert that because Menashe didn't do tshuva, that's what a zav lechol mamel chazaret. Om Rav Yechon, kol oimer Menashe in lechelam kolam haba. Anyone who says that Menashe has no chelam haba, merapa yedem shal bali tshuva. He's weakening the hands of the bali tshuva. The Tani Tanak made Rav Yechon. Menashe also tshuva shloishim and shal yisham. Menashe did tshuva for 32 years. Dichsev, it says in the pasuk, Ben Shteim Esrei Shana Menashe Malcha. He was 12 years old when he became a melech. Vechamisha v'chamish Shana Malcha v'shlaim. He's 55 years a king. V'shteim Imoi Chavtzibot says, and the pasuk says, Vayte v'yasara ve'ene v'yasa sheirik hashosa ach melech Yisrael v'yishdach v'luchol tzva hashmaim v'yavid oisam. So that's what it says in the pasuk that he made a sheirik hashosa ach of melech Yisrael. So kama melech Achav. How long was Achav a king? Esther Metatishnun, 22 years. Menashe kam malach, chavishim v'chamish, 55 years. 22 minus 55 is, damanau, eser v'tarati, pash lo tosin klas. So it says in the pasuk, he made a asherah like Achav did, and he's dashing that it means to say that, he was king for 22 years, he did bad. All 33 years, he did tshuva. He was king 55 years, for 22 years, he did like Achav, all 33 years, he did tshuva. That's what this man, the Yama Darshan. So it comes out that between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, there are three sukkim that are handling the machlokes. One machlokes is the pasuk that Mishnah brought down. It says that they returned to Yerushalayim. The pasuk that says that the vayishma tchinosoi vayashiveu Yerushalayim. That's one machlokes in the Mishnah. If it means Yerushalayim or it means v'tshuva for El Mabar. There's another pasuk of machlokes beglam Menashe. It says misatim zavachom amachazaros beglam Menashe. It's another machlokes. What it means? Either it means beglam Menashe that did tshuva and they didn't learn from him, or he didn't do tshuva. And the third machlokes is how to learn the pasuk v'yasa sheira. Here he's learning v'yasa sheira kasha asa achav, teaching us he only was a chayte for 22 years. Mashenkin, the other man there learns that just like achav has no chelik olam haba, he also has no chelik olam haba. So it comes that there's three psukim which they argue on. One man there holds this chelik olam haba, one is not chelik olam haba, and they all take the three psukim and learn in different ways. Om Rav Yechon Moshe Moshe Meichai, my dechsev. What's behind the pasuk that says v'yispal elov? That Menashe daven to Hashem by Yosoloi by Yishmat Chinosoi, the pasuk we read before. Now it says, according to our Gemara, there's a Korean exiv. We read it by Yosar, but it's written by Yichoser, which means like a dog a tunnel. So my exiv by Yishmat Elov by Yichoseloi by Yosoloi Berlech Shem by Yosoloi they davened. Malamed Shosoloi Akaris Baruch Hu Kemin Machteres Berakia. That he made Hashem had to make like a tunnel through the sky. Kedei lekabel b'tshuva minzadin. Like Rashi explains, minzadin did not want to makabel the tshuva of Menashe. And Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyocha had to make a tunnel that Menashe could go through that tunnel to get tshuva. And that's the loss of Vayichasa, loss of Machteres. This has nothing to do with Menashe. My dechsev says in the pasuk by two of the kings. It says Bereishis. It says Bereishis mam lechoyis yakim ben Yeshio. It's actually the last king of Yehuda, of Klai, so before the Churban Abayis. So it's both of them, it says, Bereshis. And the shaila is, say the first year of its of their kingdom. Why is it Bereshis? B'chiyata inu lehava malchi, the first time there's a melech? What's the Lashon Bereshis? Ella, the Gemara is saying that the Lashon Bereshis is like Bereshis bara. Ella, b'kish kash baruch l'hachas o'elam kule l'toyu v'vau, b'shvil yoyakim. And Yoyakim was such a big rasha, like we'll see on base, a very big rasha. And Abetz and Akarish Baruch wanted to return the whole world to nothingness, just like by Bereshis. Nestakel b'doiroi, Hashem saw that that door still was tzadikim v'skara daite. Like Rashi explains, this is before they went into Golos. The first wave of Golos was the Charosh of Amasker, which was 11 years before Churban Abayis, and they went to Bavel. They were a bunch of Timid Chamim. And so in Yoakim's days, it was before that. And they still had tzadikim there. It was Loigolu Acharosh v'Amasker. So at that time, there was still tzadikim. So he's going to destroy the whole world because of Yoakim. But because of tzadikim, he saved the world. And it came to the time, in days of Tzidkio already, Charosh Masker was ready in Babel, and the Yidin who were left there were big Rasham. So Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the entire world. Tzidkio, the last king, was it Tzadik? Niskara Daita, and he did not destroy the world. By Tzidkio, it says that he did bad B'nei Hashem. So Haki says it's Tzadik. More answers. He was a tzaddik. He just was not meicha, and therefore it's considered that he did bad by Hashem. What's found in this pasuk? It says, "Ish chacham nishpat."
Because of the door,
he was saved. This door was saved because of tzidkiyo, because he was a tzaddik. And Mara's question was, it looks like he did bad. The yasara.
He was only tzaddik.
Only tzaddik, yeah. He was only tzaddik because his dar all were left. It says Hayu Risham, his dar shakal tzdikim higlu kvarim yachon. He was the only one left, and Lemaisa it was Isis v'yaser Rabbi Hashem. Turns out he could have been meicha. He was not meicha. Bar Rav Yechon Mishum Mishum Reichai. Ma'idachsev. What's written in the pasuk? Ish chacham nishpat es ish avel v'ragaz v'sachak ve'inachas. So what's written in this pasuk? Amar Kayish Baruch Hu. Ke'asti al achaz. I was angry at Achaz. Achaz was the father of Chizkiyo. Achaz was a big Rashi. He had a son Chizkiyo who was a tzaddik, and he had a son Menashe who was also a big Rashi. It's Achaz Chizkiyo, Menashe. So it says in the pasuk. So it says this pasuk when it ties pasuk like this. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ka'asti al Achaz. I got angry at Achaz. Benasatav biyad Malchi Damesek, and I put him in the hands. The Malchi Damesek won him over, won a war over him. And instead of diving to Hashem, what he did was zivech v'kitul lehem. He went and was makriv to their avodah zarah. Shenem is in the pasuk. Vayizbach lelehei darmesek hamakin boy, the one who was makin boy. Vayomer kilehei malchi aram hey ma'azim v'yisom. It's the gods of the getchkes of Aram, the avodah zarah of Aram, the ma'azim v'yisom lehem. As a beach v'yazuni v'hem oyuli lachshila l'chol yisrael. And they were hoyuloy lachshila. They were a michshal, a stumbling block in front of God's klal yisrael. Because so this way, Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I gave him tzaras. Instead of turning to me, he turned to the avodah zarah. So Hashem says, I tried something else also. Sachachti im ematzia. I tried with ematzia also. V'nesati malchei edom v'yadoi. Heviel heim v'shtachlem. There also, we find that ematzia, even though ematzia got a good thing, ematzia was the grandfather of, the great-grandfather of Achaz. So even though ematzia, I gave him a winning, he won the war, still, he did not thank me. Instead, he went and brought a carbon to the avodah zarah. Shenema, vayi achrei bo amatzia, amatzia came, and vayi achrei bo amatzia mahakai says adoimim, after he came back from hitting the adoimim, vayovai es elehei b'nei seir, vayamidim lo elehim, v'lefnei mishtach v'lehem yakta, he went to his makiv to Rabbi Zoro. So that's behind the pasuk. Ish chacham, ish is referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's Hashem ish b'chama, so ish chacham nishpat is ish avil, v'ragaz v'sachak v'enachas. Say, ragaz or sachak v'enachas. They don't chap. They don't realize. They don't realize who's really in charge. Amar Papa, haydam inchi. Bachilei lemar v'lo yada. I cried to Mar v'lo yada. Chayich lemar. I laughed him v'lo yada. He doesn't chap. He this way doesn't chap. This way doesn't chap. Vayle lemar v'lo yada v'en talavish. Woe to the person, like Mar is lost of odoy. Rashi is lav dafka odoy. It means, woe to the person who does not know the difference between good and bad. The pasuk says, "Vayivoyu kol sar." This is talking about the Churban Abayis when they laid siege on the Yerushalayim. In the pasuk, it says this was on the 9th of Tammuz, actually. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayivoyu kol sari melech bavel vayeshu v'shar ha-tavech," and they went to the shar ha-tavech, the middle door, the middle gate opening to the gate of Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Yechon Shemesh Mechoy, Makoyim was Lashon HaTavach. So Amar Rav Yechon Shemesh Mechoy, Makoyim Shemechatchim Boi Halachas. They reached all the way to the opening of the Harabayis, and that was the place where the Choytech Halachas, because like we learned before, the Sanhedrin had three Bate Dinim. One was in Lishkat Gazas, that was the main one, then there was one in Pesach Hazar, one in Pesach Harabayis. So here it's referring to that they went to the place, Makoyim Shemechatchim Boi Halachas, on a papa and arminchi, but astro the mori tolle zaine in the place where the master hangs his arms, tamon kulbaraya kulsitola. That's where the roya, the shepherd, the kulban raya, which Rashi is a novel roya, the disgusting shepherd, he hangs his barrel, his cad, his jug, he hangs over there. Which means this is a place of Kedusha, a place of Sanhedrin, and over here the Bavel, the army, the Babylonian army parked over there. Simon al Soda Batim Lezuna. I'm not Chistam, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav what's found in the Pasuk? It says in Mishlei al Soda Ish, Otzel Avarti. I went to a field of a lazy person, al Kerem Odom Chasalev, on a vineyard of a person who has no brains. Vihine ola kulikim shoinim was full of thorns, kos ponam charulim, vegeder avon of narasa. And the whole stone wall was destroyed. What's this referring to? It's referring to different kings in the time of the first place of Mikdash. So Sadish Otzel Avarti is at Achaz. That's Achaz. And he's called the Ish Otzel because he closed down. He stopped learning Torah, and he was vatal da avoida. Val kerem in the base mikdash. Val kerem odom chasar leiv ze Menashe. That's referring to Menashe that he carved out the azkarais of the sefer Torah, and he destroyed the mizbeach. Vina olu kula kimshoinim, full of thorns. Ze amoin who he closed the base mikdash to such a degree there was spider webs over the mizbeach. Kosu parav charulim ze yakim. That's a yakim that covered his face from the light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we'll see on the base. He said, we don't need the sun. We'll see in the Gemara on the base. V'geda avonav nerasa, and the stone wall collapsed. That's it, kiyo, shenechrav beis ha-mikdosh be-yama. The mikdosh was chorav in his days. V'amrav chista, amrav yirviyaba, arba kitas emekabat pnei shechina. There are four groups of people that will not be mekabat pnei shechina. Kat leitzim, kat shakronim, Kat chanefim kat mesaper loshen haru. So kat leitzim means the scoffers, the chsivs, and the pasuk moshach yodas leitzim. Hashem pulls his hand away from the leitzim. He doesn't want to get close to the leitzim. Therefore, they're not going to mekabel beishchina. People who are continuously a leitzim, they're not going to be able to mekabel beishchina. Kat shakronim, people who lie, the chsiv doivesh garm liyigin leinagin einai. I don't want people talking lies next to me. Hashem says kat chanefim, people who flatter. The chsiv ki loy lefanav chanaf yavai. A chanaf not come in front of me. Kat mesaper loshen hara. The chsiv ki loy kael chafetz resha ato lo yigur chara. Which means tzadik ato lo yigur chara. You won't have in your place any ra. And Rashi explains that in the psukim before this, it refers to a baal loshen hara, like it says. Rashi says lo yigur chara. Haynu mesaper on the left side. Haynu mesaper loshen hara. The chsiv asrei toyve doyri chazav v'shdamim va'yich chsiv asrei. So the psukim afterwards say lashon hara. So we know here lo yigur chara means people will say lashon hara. It's in the pasuk in Yosef Yisayis. It says lo yisuna elecha ra. Bad should not happen to you. Nega lo yikra ba'alecha, which means like this lo yisuna elecha ra shlo yisla ba'hen yisra ra. That you got a bracha that you should not get the yisra should not be shaylut over you. V'nega lo yikra ba'alecha. A person should not come home from a trip and his wife would be a Suffolk Nida. Rashi explains, if she's a Vadi Nida, that's one thing. But a Suffolk Nida is that he has a big Yetzirah because he says, probably she's Tahira and I'm just stopping for no reason, and therefore that's called a Tzara. A person should not have bad dreams and bad thoughts. A person should not have a son or a Talmud who is apikhiris barabim. Actually, the censor takes out over here, but there's a lashon over here that says, could go in yeshay hanoitzri. That's like a lashon like that. That's what we're saying. We're benching a person should not have these problems. So, tu pshatim. Sa'ad kam bercha avim. Told here is the bracha of the father. Like Rashi explains that this is David Aviv l'shleim avinoi. Says Mistama, this is the father giving the bracha. The inyan habracha says leida shadava bracha. Why? The Rashi shekain derech ha'av b'dvarim ha'elu b'safek nida v'yetzahara. This is the father's type of musa or brachas. Safek nida yetzahara rum ram or banim tamim shalik. This is the father's type of musa. But the Isha is only worried about his well-being, and that's the next brachas. Ad kan baruch avim, kan velech baruchasoi baruchatoi imoi. It says in the pasuk, v'locho v'tzavaloch, l'shmoch v'odorachacha. Hashem should send you malachim to watch you everywhere you go. Al kapayim nisa'uncha, pentigoi v'emraglecha. Al shachal v'pesen tidroich, which means shachal is a lion, a pesen is a snake, tidroich, you should crush. You should not be in any sakana. So that's the bracha of the mother. Ad kan baruchatoi imoi. After this is a bracha from Shemayim, from the Shechina, on top of my base. Kivi choshak, because you attach yourself to me, you desired me. Vafalteo, I'll make you strong. Vafalteo, I'll make you strong. Asagaveu, kiyoda shemi. You created a neu imay neuchem etzara, achalatseu, vachavdeo, give you atzlocha, archeomas beu. I'll give you a long life full of svia, satiated by reo b'shuasi. You'll see in the Yeshua. So this is the psukim that Hashem saying, because Rashi says on top, the right side, lo yishayach el arbonin da alma, kolemet, oysu shechof etzbi of yirasi, afalteu, I will help him out. Omrash lakish maidich siv, what's behind the passage that says, I held back the the light from the Rishom, and their strong hand I broke. So the Rishom, the ayin, the word Rishom, is hanging in the Sefer Torah. So Prema ayin shel Rishom means it's not in its place. It's bigger, it's not in its place. Prema ayin shel Rishom tuluya, even shenasa odom rosh melmata, nasa rosh maila. If a person is nasa odom rosh melmata, that he has people who hate him, and he doesn't get along with people. Nasa Rosh Tamayla means they don't like him either. Up there, they don't like him either. And that's Lashon, it's supposed to say Roshim, which means two Roshes. Rosh here and Rosh there. So afraid to Gemara, if that's what the Pasuk means, just don't say the Ayin at all. V'loy nichteve klal. So Gemara says, because not always a klal gadol. There are tzaddikim, when people don't like, and they're really tzaddikim. V'rechem v'loy zachalama prayed kvayish al David. David, a lot of people did not like David. And he had seen him harbe, and even though he was a big tzaddik, so that's why we don't want to say it's dafka rishotim that people don't like. But a tzaddik people don't like is lav dafka means he's rosh l'mayla. V'charam shem kvayde shal Nechemya ben Chechalya. Nechemya also had a lot of enemies, and Rashi has two reasons why. Either because it means he had enemies from the non-Jewish world because he was building this Hamikdash, or he meant even in the Yiddish world because a lot of the people married Goyim then, and he went and checked all the Yichus out, and he made a lot of enemies that way. But Avadi was a tzaddik. Therefore, it says, Rishoim with a hanging eye, to show that there's a klal, someone's Rosh Mamata, he's not well-liked here, he means not well-liked there. But it says the eye to say it only applies to Rishoim. By tzaddikim, it's not a general rule. There are tzaddikim who have enemies over here that are really tzaddikim. The example is, either David or Nehemiah.